Well, I live in the country, of course, and every morning my dog and I go for a tramp in the woods, and he's getting pretty fed up with it. And moving on now swiftly, and you can start like that, and it will go very, very nice.
He heads his facts paper, George the Writer.
George the Writer? Well, George, then I'll give you that. Modern statistics show that in major cities, one man is knocked down every 30 seconds, and he's getting pretty fed up with it.
Okay. 59, 69, 79 for all
faxes. And of course, any football-related stuff you want to give us, but you know how it builds, and we'll give you the other categories we're talking about. But the phones are busy now, and as Bulldog always says on Friday, let's go to the phones. 0500 1050 389. Who's there, Phil? This is line one, and this will be our friend Graham. Hello, Graham. Thanks for hanging on, Graham. What do you want to tell us? Graham?
No Sony Award,
then. Listen, I'm going to start the show again. I swear to God, we'll start the show again as ragged and postmodern.
Oh, he's back. I can hear him.
Is that Graham? No, it's not Graham.
Hello.
Yes, it is. Hello, Graham.
Don't tease us, Graham.
What do you want to tell us? Thank you very much indeed. If anyone's ever booked a footballer for even a charity function and they've claimed some expenses, or you've had, I mean, any kind of, either in meat pies or whatever, but actually claiming expenses on the back of a charity, we've got
there are two things about that, and we must remember one thing about the season championship, and then I'm going to say, not mean enough.
Go on.
Meaner footballer.
No, you've got to do this. Before we came on the air today, Danny said, we now have a new mean footballer. I said, it can't happen. He said, it's extraordinarily mean.
Let's just remember the bus thing very quickly. Let's remember, at the start of this season, Tottenham Hotspur had Emmanuel Petit, now the driving force of the champions of England, over to the ground, having watched him 30 times last season, Jerry Francis. Petit goes over to Spurs, yes, you know the story?
No.
And he's ready to sign the dotted line, and Jerry Francis, let's leave it a week, and I'm going to think about this, because he could not make his mind up. And Emmanuel Petit said, in that case, could I have the taxi fare, please, back to my hotel? And Spurs gave him £15, go back to the centre of London. He drove straight to Highbury, a sign there.
It's
a taxi paid for by Tottenham Hotspur.
Yo, come on, it's too good.
No, I told you that earlier in the season as well.
No, we didn't know he was there.
No, that's the fact. That Emmanuel Petit, he said, could I have the money?
He took Tottenham money to get a cab to our
Highbury and signed up there for his old mate, Marsden Wenger.
So he is something of a Lion Judas, in a very kind of a bleak way, isn't he?
He is large in it Judas.
He is an absolute large in it Judas.
Well,
listen to this, everyone.
This is from David Easton from Walton in Liverpool.
Go on.
We're having a go at Mark Lawrence, I'm definitely having a go at David Melrose.
We're not having a go at Mark Lawrence. No. I don't think we're having a go at Mark Lawrence.
No, we're not.
It's extraordinary, this kind of a... there's a series of events around Mark. Anyway, go on.
Okay, now we're going to take on... Who else commentates on football doesn't work at all? Let's have a go at Ian St. John. Okay. David Easton from Walton Liverpool has sent us a remarkable thing about the Guinness Book of Records in football, which I'm going to come to after this. The first one says, P.S. This is a mere P.S. I don't think he realised just what he was saying here. My mum used to work across the road from Ian St. John and knew his wife. They soon moved away. Nothing to do with my mum, says Dave Easton. And she got to know the new inhabitants of Ian St. John's former house. They were shocked to find that the St. John family's rather large, expensive house had been sold, with Ian removing all the light bulbs and the skirting boards.
Oh, come on.
Now, ring my mum if you don't believe me. There's a number here to ring his mother if you don't believe me.
He took the skirting boards?
Now, the light bulbs is bad, isn't it?
But
he took the skirting boards.
I don't think even Pixie and Dixie take the skirting board when they live.
And they damn well live there.
That is their home. He took the skirting boards. I think he is a mean.
He's up there now with Dean Saunders.
The light bulbs, I didn't do that, not because I feel that's fair, but you do hear that.
Yes.
It's hardly annual. People say, oh, we move. And the people before us only took the light bulb.
You hit skirting boards. Isn't that part of the structure of the house?
Yeah, we might as well take the front door, which I suppose you can.